I'm not sure it's reasonable to suggest to the community that it's even possible for us to do a class size of 15 for kindergarten, and I'm concerned that what would that mean for DECE. So my question would be, if we were, now this is a class size that is the in-person students attending class but reserving spots for those that are online, so the class could end up being a larger class size, what does that mean in terms of staffing?
Director?
Well, thank you, through the chair. If this motion was passed and there was funding, I'll ask Jamie to correct me, but when we staff our kindergarten classrooms, we add an ECE, I believe, once we hit over 15 students, but I'll ask Jamie now just to clarify, what's the magic number where we add an ECE?
And through the chair, the director is correct. At 16 students, we would add a DCE.
Thank you. The other challenge that I have is there, well, I appreciate the sentiment and the rationale for this and, you know, asking the ministry to really take a stand, there are some flaws in the logic. And one of them is that we can't assume that the 15% of parents who will keep their children at home will be evenly distributed across grades and across schools. And I think what we're going to see is that possibly more affluent communities that receive the Brickworks Learning Pods email that can afford the ridiculous sum that they're charging will be the ones pulling their kids out of school for online learning. And we're going to see other neighborhoods where parents really don't have that choice because they're both working, they can't afford alternatives, they can't afford supervision. And so I think what it's going to result in, if we even receive the funding, is that we would see an uneven distribution of class sizes across our board. So that really does concern me, but I do appreciate the sentiment behind the motion, and I'm certainly not confident that the government would come forward with the funding. I don't want to
just Trustee Dingell, this is to the amendment that you're speaking to right now. Just a reminder, the amendment being where Trustee Dingell
possible. I don't want to muddle things further than we need to. I would prefer to see the kindergarten number be an average of 20, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Trustee Dingell. Trustee Deese? Trustee Deek?
Sorry. In regards to the amendment, I think that adds a little more, you know, where possible. Like, you know, as Trustee Danker was saying, even with the amendment, I don't think we have much hope of the government going for this. So I just worry that we're sending staff on something when they've got so much else that they're working on. I think ideally if we have the space in our schools and like you said, like Trustee Danko said, that it was spread evenly and it was feasible, ideally it would be great, I think, to have less students in the class just to be able to spread them out. But I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Galindo, you're in support. Did you have any further comments? If not, mm-hmm. We'll continue.
Yeah, just quickly. Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's worth a shot. I have the opinion that it's, you know, one of the things that we can at least do as trustees to support the work that staff is doing, the incredible work that they've done so far, and to complement the concerns that we're hearing from the community is to give it a shot and see if we're able to reduce class sizes to the most minimum that we can. But, yeah, you're right. I do support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Miller.
Hi, thank you. So I do believe it's really important that we as a board take a stand, both on behalf of our communities, but specifically on behalf of the staff, all of our educators, our school administrators, our DECs, our EAs, who will be on the front lines. They will be the people who are being most exposed. There are some very, very real health and safety concerns, specifically to the amendment on the current motion. To be honest, I'm concerned about adding where it's possible to this motion, because I feel, based on the track record of the current government, I feel that that could potentially, it has the potential to serve as a loophole, where even if we were to secure this, what quite honestly right now at the current moment seems like almost mythical funding, even if they were to essentially write us a blank check, I'm very concerned that the where possible would mean that we would ask our staff to do an incredible amount of work for weeks or so out from the start date, and that they would turn around and say that our plan doesn't look like we optioned every possibility. So I'm very concerned that adding any extra qualifiers at this point in time would actually be a detriment to the strength of the motion. And I'm also concerned about who decides where it's possible. When we speak of, and Trustee Danko just mentioned it as well, are we going to see a splintering of what is possible given the school? Are kids in a newer school going to be given a certain option, or students in a different school given a different option? And I'm wondering whether or not the possible amendment actually makes it more complicated. If we're saying we need 15, if we're all essentially agreeing to set the 15 student class in body, 15 bodies in a classroom as the safety, then I'm wondering whether or not it would be ethical to even entertain the idea of any more for certain classrooms, because it's quote unquote not possible in these given circumstances. So as it stands, I support the motion, but I don't actually support the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Mulholland? I think Trustee Mulholland is no longer on the line. And I believe we do not have Trustee Pakin-Miller, but I'm going to call. Do we have Trustee Pakin-Miller? We'll move on to Trustee Tutte.
I think we need to put this to a vote. Honestly, I'm okay without the amendment. I'm okay with the amendment. To be very frank, I think a number of us, probably all of us, have heard concerns from teachers, parents, and students. And so I think we owe it at a minimum to at least echo those voices to the ministry and the province. So I think we need to put this to a vote and let the chips lie where they may. Thanks.
Thank you, Trustee Tutte. Student Trustee Hessler?
I would like to echo what Trustee Miller said. I believe that it's morally right to kind of support the staff, but however, it is just a risky move just because it could be denied. That's all.
Thank you. Student Trustee Zucker?
Yeah, I think it's worth a shot if we can try, but the margin of actually getting funding might be a bit of a problem.
Thank you. Okay, so I am going to go to the vote on the amendment. So on just to the amendment,
And if you can just say voting for or against. Trustee Bingham.
For.
Trustee Buck.
For.
Trustee Danko.
Against.
Trustee Deese.
Against.
Trustee, and this is, you're voting against the amendment at this point. Just be clear. Trustee Galindo.
For.
Trustee Miller.
Against the amendment.
Trustee Tutt.
Against the amendment.
Student Trustee Heffler.
For.
Student Trustee Zucker.
For.
And I'll put myself down as against. So I believe that is Trustee Liaison Officer Miller. Did you get, I'm not sure which, I believe it is 5-4, or sorry, 5 against, and 3.
The motion failed.
Yeah, the motion failed. Thank you. So, to the main motion, we'll say for or against. Trustee Bingham?
For.
Trustee Buck?
For.
Trustee Danko?
For.
Trustee Deese?
For.
Trustee Galindo?
For.
Trustee Miller?
Four.
Trustee Tutt?
Four.
Student Trustee Hustler?
Four.
Student Trustee Zucker?
Four.
And Trustee Johnstone is also four. That is unanimous for those in the room. Thank you, trustees. With that, I guess we'll just do a quick motion to, Trustee Liaison Officer Miller, I would take a motion to receive the delegation, or sorry, not the delegation, the item 4, school reopening plan update 3. Do I need to do a motion to receive?
We do that normally in the past, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. So with that, I will have that moved by Trustee Miller, seconded by Trustee Tutt. Is anyone voting against the motion to receive the report tonight? Hearing none, that is unanimous. Thank you, everyone. And with that, we'll have a motion to adjourn by Trustee Tutt, and seconded by Trustee Deese. Anyone voting against? Hearing none, all of that is passed unanimously. Thank you, trustees, and good night.
Good night.
Left.
Penny Deese.
Left.
Al Johnstone.
Left.
Cam Galindo.
Left. Left.
Effie Beck.
Left.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left. Left.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. 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 Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. 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 Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. 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 Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. 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 Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. 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 Thank you. Please stand by.
Maria Felix Miller.
Left. Left.